and a bit of potential good news when it comes to businesses in our region. Earlier this morning, Business Development Canada released investment intentions of Canadian entrepreneurs, an outlook for 2021, and found that Atlantic Canada business investment intentions are among those most improved in the country and have increased 35% since the spring. Pierre Clarue is Chief Economic Officer with BDC. He joins me live by phone. Mr. Clarue, good morning.
Good morning.
The positive results since the start of the pandemic, to what do you attribute the growing confidence and optimism as we start the new year?
I think there's two reasons. One of them is the vaccine that everybody is expecting for this year. So this is really the light at the end of the tunnel. So that's one of the reasons why people are a bit more optimistic. Also, I think the situation of most businesses has been improving over time. So businesses are not as optimistic as a year ago, but they're much more optimistic today than they were during the pandemic.
What would economic recovery look like for Newfoundland and Labrador?
I think it's going to be slow, but it's going to improve. And the vaccine, like I mentioned, I think it's going to lift some restriction that we have. So that's a good news. Also, the oil price is improving and should continue to improve as the vaccine is distributed around the world. So this is a very good news for Newfoundland because, as you know, the oil sector is an important sector for the province.
What are the employment numbers looking like for this province now?
Actually, there was, across the country, there was a large number of jobs lost during the pandemic. But in Newfoundland, it has come back. It's today, the number of jobs in Newfoundland is 99% the one in February, which is the highest in the country. In average, in Canada, it's 97%. In some provinces, it's still as low as 95%. So Newfoundland has been performing well in terms of recovery. And one of the reasons is the number of cases in Newfoundland is one of the lowest in the country. So that's really helped the economy.
How have second wave restrictions been impacting local business and employment?
Well, it's having an impact, but like I said, the level of employment is almost back to the pre-crisis level. So this is good news. The restrictions are important, but they are at the same time not as important as in other part of the country where the number of cases is much higher. So in that way, Newfoundland is kind of lucky in a way because the restrictions are not as restrictive as in other part of the country.
Business confidence remains low, but it is improving.
Definitely. So this is, we're not, back to normal, obviously. We still have restrictions. But entrepreneurs are much more optimistic about the economy than they were since the beginning of the pandemic. This is the best result we've got since the beginning of this pandemic.
Do businesses expect sales to improve?
Yes, that's one of the bright side of these results is for the first time, again, since the beginning of the pandemic, entrepreneurs believe that their sales is going to increase in average by 12% this year. So people are much more optimistic.
And there are also positive signs of recovery with a rebound to pre-pandemic employment levels and a positive sales outlook.
Yeah, so on both sides, people are more confident. They believe their sales is going to increase this year. So that's the reason, like in Atlantic provinces, the investment intentions are positive. So in general, in Canada, it's a little bit negative, but in the Atlantic provinces, it's positive. That's the only region with Quebec where we see positive numbers. So we are improving in terms of the economic situation. Entrepreneurs are feeling it. They are seeing it. They see that in their business. So that makes them want to invest more for 2021.
Pierre Clarue, Chief Economic Officer with BDC. Thank you for joining us on the VOCM Morning Show.
You're very welcome. Thank you.